Hi there, how's it going? I'm still in a bit of a crisis. If you've got any donations, there's a link in the pinned comment at the top of the channel. I won't go on too much about it and just, you know, give you some stuff about what's going on in geopolitics. I think something big is going to happen in 2026 regarding like the European Union. But you know what I mean, I'm not going to say too much about it. I'm a bit surprised to find as a 52-year-old that I have the gift of prophecy. But you know, I kind of thought it was like woo-woo magic type stuff, you know. But when you realise it's something that you would consider to be common sense, except you live in a world where nobody has any common sense, so what it is really uncommon sense that you just assume everyone would have, you know. Do you get that thing that everybody's, oh, let's all stand together for this cause, let's all stand together for that cause, and then they're vaccinated and it's like, well, let's all stand together to prevent Nuremberg Code violations for all of us. You know, I discriminate against the vaccinated when it comes to what causes I'm going to support. If it's like a vaccinated person that wants me to support their cause, it's like, you let us down when Nazi ideology was being pushed. Why you vaccinated, that was wrong. And as for your causes, we've all got problems. And one of my problems is that I am hugely discriminated against. And nobody's willing to admit it. You know, it's all perception management. You know, I'm sorry you feel that way. And, you know, I know that you believe that. And it's like they've not even listened to like anything, which is an interesting note, you know, because do you know what the evidence I've got, the Zardoz collection evidence, that crimes against humanity are being committed in Cumbernauld Job Centre and collusion with a big civil service facility down in England. Just casually, crimes against humanity being committed against me and everybody else, but nobody else is willing to record because they're all scared of being starved to death if they actually call them out for the criminal regime that they are. You know, it's that simple. You know, when Saddam Hussein starts bombing people like the Kurds in Northern Iraq, that's a criminal regime, you know. And when they're doing that and hiding it all by bureaucracy, and then you've got the recordings to show what they're actually doing, and there's nobody that'll look at it, that is Saddam Hussein bombing his own people. The government it's kaput. It's just a criminal organisation, you know. But anyway, that's my moans. So I'm going to look at the various stories. So the BBC, super flu wave hits hospitals in England with no peak yet. So it's another, oh, you're all going to die, get a vaccine. Which, of course, I've never been vaccinated and I'm not dead. Maybe I am dead. You know, some people would debate if the government and the media and the politicians and Bill Gates and tons of people says that we're all going to die if we don't get the vaccine. I didn't get the vaccine and maybe I'm just imagining that I'm not dead. I don't know, you know, because I don't understand this world anymore. You know, it's like democracy used to mean like when ordinary people, you know, had some right to be heard and had their, you know, their will considered in the whole process of making up laws as they go along, sort of thing, you know. But now it just means, you know, when the television industry starts like promoting shit, and the politicians just pretending they're representing people because they go along with the brainwashing corporations. But that's democracy, you know. So anyway, Superflu says the BBC, we're all going to die if we don't get a vaccine. And you're a granny killer if you don't obey the government who committed crimes against humanity. 2020 has permitted crimes against humanity be committed through its use of the Dutch suicide clinics to kill off inconvenient people since 2007 legally, and it's probably going on illegally before then. Because have you ever noticed that like people have been smoking joints for a while, and now in various different countries it's now being legalised, and it's no longer like a crime to smoke the weed. The people have been doing that illegally for years, and now they can do it legally. Now can you imagine the difference between like smoking a joint, getting high, getting drunk on a substance that is prohibited, and killing somebody in a suicide clinic? You know, there are certain stuff that's, you know, it's being done illegally. It's what I'm guessing, you know. I can't say for sure, but I can say I've got trustworthy sources that tell me that the 5 to 10% of the people, as a minimum of the people that through those Dutch suicide clinics or are still going through those Dutch suicide clinics, are like people with like deemed to have mental illnesses, such that they don't have legal rights. And the agreement to sign their own suicide note, their government forum, is in fact a signature being carried out by someone else, and it's falsely called a suicide, and they've got no say in the matter whatsoever. Mass murder, but hey, this is the European Union. It doesn't even believe in democracy. Digital ID is coming in, and it's funny, it's like a European Union policy, and it's being implemented in Brexit Britain. But Brexit Britain, you know, because we left the European Union. That's to say, all of those people who supported it and pretended they didn't know anything about it have committed crimes against the people of their own country, and they're still in charge. As in, the majority of people currently have not been represented. Anybody my age who does not support the European Union, who would have voted, you know, to say no to the European Union, which would have been 90% of the population back in 93 when all this was going down and people were saying, no, we must have a referendum. Well, finally, when there was one after a 27-year propaganda campaign, there was still a majority. And they're changing the demographics and they're brainwashing the children, so they now associate the European Union with anti-racism, with anti-fascism. But, you know, digital ID is basically everybody has to walk about with a digital tattoo in a digital system of feudalism. If you're forced into the gig economy, your tattoo is not going to do you any favours. And, you know, if you're not in the gig economy, your tattoo is going to provide you with protections. It is the social credit system. And it's not based on how good you are, how honest you are, how trustworthy you are, but how much you're willing to lie, cheat and deceive for the regime of terror. Now, I'm talking about Britain. That's the country that used to exist where I live. It's now just the European Union in disguise. You know, it has to pretend that it's still Britain, and no sovereignty has been lost. Well, it's basically dictated to by the European regime. So we've now got a paratrooper. According to the story, right, so I know there's people from like Eastern Bloc countries, and I don't know what's going on in Bulgaria, but you guys need to get the fuck out of the European Union. Bulgaria and Romania were treated like shit, and I've came across someone in Morton Hall, detention and removal facility, that came from your part of the world, being tortured to the point where they wanted euthanasia. I can see certain things just because I'm very good computer-wise. I've been around computers since before the internet was available to the public. And I was on the internet in its early stages. Now, I'm not talking about like Facebook and YouTube and all that shit, but the real internet that you can really only access using a Tor browser. Don't think VPN provides you with any security. If you want like original internet, get an operating system like Trisco, or maybe even Kali if you know what you're doing. But Trisco's probably the best thing to get. You can get that from GNU or from the Free Software Foundation. And it doesn't cost you a bean. You don't need to pay license fees like Microsoft. There are certain limitations because like you need to start knowing what you're doing in order to install certain types of software which contains spyware. So it's like very secure. But I don't know if that operating system will be compatible with the European Union's spyware. You know, when a government is engaged in espionage against its domestic population, this is Bulgaria, you know, you guys in the East, Stasi Germany, so there was Nazi Germany, and then like you guys in the Cold War took over East Germany, and you had this sort of puppet government there to, you know, destroy the Nazis basically. Because, you know, they were putting digital, well, non-digital, pre-computer tattoos on people. And IBM, International Business Machines, was involved in creating a punch card system to help with the logistics of the Holocaust, which wasn't 6 million Jews dying in gas chambers, but like tens of millions of people across the Nazi regime were just basically worked to death. And then, you know, the suicide clinics. The gas chambers came in later. It was only about 1944. So what the version of reality that we're getting here is not quite accurate. Maria Zakharova is quite right when she's saying like, it was wrong for the United Nations guy not to say, mention, you know, like, you know, you talk about the Holocaust, but you forget the fact that 20 million like Slavic people get slaughtered by them, you know, and then Ukraine was actually invaded by Nazi Germany for, I don't know, was it a year, 2 years or something like that? So, you know, the last time there was a European Union in Europe, you know, there was a lot of problems. And, you know, I'm just going to say it the way I feel it. You know, if people are like, how can you compare our beautiful European Union to, well, what is the gig economy? 0 hours contracting. And you're starting to see what's going on in the bureaucracy. People are being denied welfare because they're not prepared to throw themselves off a cliff. Human rights are non-existent in the European Union. The phrase human rights has now come to mean when a gay boy isn't allowed to be a gay boy. And that is the insulting language of these fascists towards the sort of behaviour that they're engaged in, where they're lying through their teeth constantly, you know, gaslighting, cancel culture sort of people. And they know what they're doing. You know, you would get the idea that they're mentally ill because they can't seem to, you know, make simple deductions, and you've got to say to them, like, this is a bit fascist. And then, oh, they got all insulted. But they're all, you know, I mean, it's not that they're, you know, a human being is a creature of reason and conscience. That's what was established in 1948 when the Universal Declaration of Human Rights came in. And we've been told, don't dehumanise people. When you're injecting granny with experimental drugs and then blaming people saying what you're doing is wrong, you lose your humanity. You have committed so much crimes against innocent people that if you've got a problem accepting that you're evil because you did that, that's your problem, not mine. Because our problems, living under your regime of terror, being crushed into the dirt in a gig economy, concealed by bureaucracy and all kinds of, you know, cultures that don't quite, you know, it's a bit like Facebook community policies, you know. This is what it says on the outside, but what's actually going on the inside is something else. So anyway, back to where I was. I don't think that particular British paratrooper, you know, it might have been in Ukraine, but maybe people are, you know, in the sort of Eastern sphere are underestimating what's going on with that soldier story. What was he doing in Ukraine? Because, you know, there shouldn't be like NATO troops there, like, at all, you know. And he was like a serving member of the military. And it's all, we're just there to help with, that is what it is, you know. He's not working for like the Britain I come from. He's working for the European Union if he's in Ukraine. That's got nothing to do with Britain. As far as I'm concerned, that is a soldier working for something that's committed treason against this country. And I really don't think he is. I think maybe he was there, maybe he's not there. But the main thing is the propaganda in Britain. Now people are saying, oh, look at this brave, courageous soldier ready to die for his country. And there's going to be a big propaganda campaign to promote people want to fight in Ukraine. That is, you know, it's much bigger than just like one soldier. As part of a squad of only 15 there to help out with, you know, like bullshit. It's a propaganda story, and they're going, hey, what they did with the Iraq war, it was like, Iraq war, we need an Iraq war, we need an Iraq war, and for you know, it was all pure anger, we must destroy Saddam Hussein now. They slowly but surely, you know, started beating the war drums. That, to me, is the first beat of a war drum in Britain. They were already doing things like, you know, the German mandate, do you want to join the war, or do you not? And there is now like, protests on the street of Germany because these were people who were forcibly vaccinated in disregard of their will. Starve or get a vaccine is basically what the government said to them. And of course they're not going to fight for our terrorist regime. But the way it's being you know, presented in the propaganda is like, for example, one of they interviewed one of the protesters, and it's like one of those like, you're not quite sure whether it's a boy or whether it's a girl, and it's a bit spotty, you know. They've picked that. You know, they haven't picked the most beautiful, you know, female form or the most handsome man, they've found the most weird looking thing to say this is what the protest's about. But everybody at that protest is doing something very courageous to say no to government policy, no to mandates. Whereas most of them will just, you know, oh, I'll just get a vaccine because my government told me to do so. Which to me is like, that's not government, that's slavery. Because in a proper system of democracy, where folks, you know, they're always going on about the suffragettes, you know, oh, the women's right to vote. But, you know, just before women get the right to vote, no working class people had the right to vote. And suffrage is about ordinary people having a say in the laws that are getting made. That's not what's going on in Germany. That's not what's going on in the European Union. A bunch of dictators and a whole bunch of crooks that are now visible, having no regard for the democratic will of the people they claim to serve, they're serving a dictatorship and they are deploying war techniques against domestic populations. For example, all the espionage of their surveillance state. When you turn the cameras on them, they get hostile, they know it's wrong, but they don't mind doing it to the people that they don't serve, the people they're at war with, which is their own domestic population. So I really think that British soldier story is just the start of a big, you know, push to get people to go and like fight for the dictatorship in Ukraine. And good luck to them if they support it, you know, good luck to them. You know, I find myself in a strange position. You know, I've always been opposed to war. But, you know, given the war that has been against me my entire life and it's now indelible, you know, there's nothing they can do to conceal it from people who have witnessed and experienced everything they've did since 1993. And now, what's the latest lies that have come out of that? That's all it means to me now. It's like, all right, they're telling more lies. And my main concern is, like, well, there's children that are exposed to this shit. And it's not just they're exposed to the TV. Their parents are clinically addicted to television, such that they believe the Epstein files are about sex parties in the Caribbean, when the court documents are saying it's about vote rigging that led to January the 6th. So there's not a lot I can do for those kids. But as for the grown adults, and they're all vaxxed up, and it's like, you don't even know you went along the Nuremberg Code violations and you want me to support anything. No, you don't stand for anything. All you stand for is your own self-interest. And if you're trying to recruit people to help you with your cause, well, first of all, I've had a cause of like not being a slave to this terrorist regime. And did you ever, no, now you need me to get a vaccine because you can't go on holiday. I've never had that luxury in my life, so like, fuck off. It's a simple thing. Oh, I just said fuck there. There was a video that's been blocked on BitChute. I better go and check this out to see if it's been unblocked because I made an appeal. It was basically a video about my opposition to abortion. And they blocked it, so I've made an appeal, and there's nothing to come back on it. It's still basically a blocked video. So that's BitChute. Now, BitChute went down in November 2023, after Ofcom stopped a very, you know, financially destructive investigation in October, and then suddenly, you know, BitChute is filled with Google APs, and it's like, well, that was the last bastion of the last bastion. I'm still here on BitChute, you know. BitChute does not provide service to people in the United Kingdom, so I just access it using the Onion router, and you know, that is what it is, and that's, you know, they're now, I am, the only way I can express opposition to abortion is to say I am opposed to abortion. End of story. And who knows, they might block that as well. But if you do it in any artistic way that sort of brings it in, wait a minute, what are we talking about with child abuse when this is going on? You know, almost half the children conceived in Britain are just killed off and then sold as medical products. And you know, it's not an illegal market, but it's a black market and it's concealed from view, you know, it's hidden. But that's basically what they do. They don't like put it into some furnace. They sell it off. Plastic. Throw your baby in a plastic bag, and it will be used by doctors to, you know, engage in the latest evil shit that they do, you know. They've got no problems with this, you know. This is like biblical level evil, you know. The sort of stories you hear of like Sodom and Gomorrah and stuff like that. It's like, that is what is going on at the hands of these people. And like, it's been legalised in this country since 1967. And that's kind of when they were introducing it. But that's kind of when the first, you know, Lasagna oath was being sworn. You know, they call it a physician's oath, but basically they're killing off people for economic use. You know, I am not here to treat a cancer chart, but to economic burdens. So if you're going to like, meet a physician, you know, ask him, what was your oath? And if he doesn't know, fuck it. And if he can say that he swore an oath to like Apollo and Asclepius and all these terrible pagan gods and gives a bit of a giggle, he's probably on the mark, because that was about a decent oath. Not because of the various, you know, saints and gurus that he's called to bear witness to the oath, but simply because when you read what's in the oath, it's like the nearest to anything corrupt in it is that all the doctors are going to like help all the doctors and all their children to be doctors and stuff like that, you know. So there's a bit of nepotism involved in the original physician's oath, but as a whole, it's basically saying our job's to heal people, not to injure them. And whereas the Lasagna oath is basically, well, if you're an economic burden, we're just going to kill you off. You can read it for yourself. Lewis Lasagna wrote it. And that's about the same time that like, abortion and stuff's been introduced and normalised. By the time I was a teenager, it was already normalised, you know. And I know that there's like, a rare circumstance where, you know, it might be, you know, within like, a woman's interest to have her baby like, aborted. But, you know, half of them killed off before they're even conceived. There's something weird going on, you know. Especially, you know, when you look at the new meaning of human rights, European Union style, it's not about like the right to reproduce. It's not about starting a family. It's about killing your baby. And when you talk about human rights, you know, it's like the right to be gay. You know, I've got the human right to to do various things that are destructive towards my progeny. You know. The right to die, that's human rights in Europe. It's a terrorist regime. It's plain and simple terrorism. So let's get back on the news. Monumental betrayal, cheapest World Cup final ticket to cost £3,119. This is great fun because like, I've never really, you know, been into football or anything like that because, well, I can't really afford it, to be honest with you. And if I did, what would I go do? Just sit down and stay. I want to go to Minsk. Now, I don't know what the main... I'm not into football, but I want to go and see, like, you know, the main team in Belarus play football one day if it ever happens, you know. But it's not because I'm interested in football. I just want to like, sit down and honour the crowd there and just... Or there's a virus, or I think we'll just go to the football, you know. That will never be forgot what Belarus and Tanzania did in those days when everybody else was like, oh yeah, we protect human rights. And then it was like, boom, then you go, do you? Yeah, we do, but you're guilty of crimes against humanity because you didn't go along with Nuremberg Code violations. They're back to front and upside down, you know. I just thought it'd be common sense that you don't do that, but it seems it's uncommon sense to be doing the right thing in this world, you know. So the BBC is obviously monumental betrayal because there's been a new, the Trump doctrine is basically the European Union is not exactly flavour of the month in the Trump doctrine. And, you know, the BBC will be interfering in elections like fuck when it comes to the next election for Trump's on his second term and that's it. He can't go for a third term, but who's going to be the next president? Whether the BBC or they want a European Union president, and they'll be falsely accusing Russia of doing what the BBC did at the last time Trump was standing for the second term. It's kind of funny, you know, a monumental betrayal because it's like, oh, the Americans hate us, we're to hate the Americans, you know. And it's like, if it wasn't for the Americans, we would all be speaking German just now, you know, if we were even fucking alive. But, you know, it's become, it's been anti-American in this country since like 93, basically. And, you know, in 2001, I gained a bit of sympathy But you know what, I think what the BBC and that is like, yeah, let's go down with the war on terror. Oh, we support, we stand shoulder to shoulder with you. But let's get into a quagmire in the Middle East and then just leave America in the shit. While the European Union was launching its currency, I think the European Union was responsible for 9/11. But hey, that's just a conspiracy theory. And there is no evidence whatsoever that there was explosions under the Twin Towers in the day that it happened. I think 9/11 was an inside job. But, you know, to say like Britain and America are allies, yep. European Union and America, never, never. The European Union hates the Russians, the European Union hates the Americans, and the European Union loves Adolf fucking Hitler. Have a look at their policies. The gig economy is the slave labour camps. I'm having to live in that. I've got no hope of ever having my human rights, you know, realised. And I try to bring that to the attention of the people. No, they'll just gaslight the shit out of me and try and force me off a fucking cliff. That's mass murder that's going on in the UK, not just against Granny, but against anyone that's not on board with the terrorist regime. The BBC is saying the US wants a special economic zone in Ukraine, frontline region, Zelensky says. Well, I don't know anything about that, you know, like the BBC says it, so, you know what I mean, maybe they've speech spliced it. I think that'd be quite a difficult thing to implement because, like, the US is like a key NATO country, but it's kind of pulled away from having anything to do with the European Union, who's also saying we're a NATO country. And Osama bin Laden, what was he saying when we're saying, oh, Osama bin Laden did it? He was saying, no, this is some kind of internal Western problem. I'm in agreement with Osama bin Laden. I think the European Union carried out 9/11 because they've got no intention of even... So like Britain signed International Covenant Civil and Political Rights. Britain signed International Covenant in Economic, Social and Political Rights. The European Union hasn't signed any of those, and they basically dictate policy to all its member states. And the people's vote doesn't matter. It's a dictatorship, it's not a democracy. It has like a democratic facade, but the people don't get any say in it whatsoever. And it's basically a criminal regime that's running it. I don't know, the BBC says the US wants a special economic zone. If that's true, and it may not be, I think that would be quite a difficult thing, you know, because then you would have like a US presence right in the middle of Ukraine. And I don't think like the Russians would be too happy about that. And I don't think America wants to upset the Russians. I don't think Britain wants to upset the Russians. I don't think France wants to upset the Russians. But the European Union will do anything to expand its empire worldwide. It'll just lie, it'll cheat, it'll deceive. It is a corrupt regime. And it's satanic in some of the things that's going on inside it. But consider something like America and Russia being involved in a big sort of economic zone right on the front line, and they're both, you know, cooperating with one another to engage in economic cooperation right in the middle of it. I want to have a war, sorry, can't, there's an economic zone here, mate. But we want to kill, and it's like, nah, there's an economic zone, you can't do it. Sorry, mate, you're not going to attack the economic zone, are you? You know, there's potentially, you know, some good that could come for that, but it would have to be like very, very cleverly put together sort of thing. You know, like the European Unionists, they appear to be completely fucking thick, but I think they actually know what they're doing, and they've got a hate, they've identified who's who. We have a completely different culture. Look, for us, when a government violates the Nuremberg Code, it is a crime against humanity. For them, it's kind of, oh, they don't notice fouls committed by their own team. This is life-destroying fouls being committed by their team, and they don't notice them because it's convenient. They don't mind about a mass murder. And, you know, let me put it this way, all these people who are into the European Union, think how much they've served their country. And you know what? Now we've got suicide clinics as the right to die. I think all those European Unionists, you know, I think that we should give them, they should be given get to the front of the queue of the suicide clinics, you know, to make sure they get the right to die first. Because why should somebody like me that's never been on board with the European Union, why should I be at the front of the queue to get a suicide clinic when there's all these European Unionists who should have that right? First and foremost, you know, they're definitely ahead of the queue, you know. The right to die, the right to kill your baby. I mean, they should have it all. Yeah, I'm just sick of them, you know. I've been driven into destruction. I'm about fucking 6 days away from fucking, no, 2-3 days away from not having the rent. I've got to balance between rent or food. And that's failures of the gig economy, failures of the welfare state. And I still can't get anybody to even look at the evidence. Let alone, you know, represent me. And somebody's going to go, oh, the law says this, the law says that. Look, the law says you've committed crimes against humanity. I don't care about your law. And then it comes down to, well, we've got bigger guns than you. And that is basically all this dictatorship is. It is ruled ultimately by violence and concealed by lies. So what else is going on? I've covered like some of the stories at the BBC. TASS, which is the Russian side of it, Zelensky using referendum on territories as pretext to slow down talks. So Zelensky, who's basically sending people to the front line, having been captured and tossed into a meat wagon and then sent to the front line. If you're living in Ukraine and you want to avoid being, you know, cannon fodder, then you better vote for whatever Zelensky wants, because if you don't, you'll be killed. That's the free and fair elections going on within Ukraine at the moment, or what Zelensky's pushing for. He's not actually put himself up for vote for a very long time, you know. There's been no elections or anything, but they want to hold referendums, and it's like, well, no, you know, it's that simple. I couldn't respect Ukraine as a democracy. It's simply another European dictatorship. Polls in Ukraine, this is more from TASS. Polls in Ukraine, scientists detained, Brit soldiers, what foreign minister said, foreign ministry said. I'll read a bit of that. In brief, polls in Ukraine, scientists detained, Brit soldier, what foreign ministry said. Vladimir Zelensky, quote, has no chance of being legally re-elected for a new term, Maria Zakharova stated. Moscow, does it, I mean, if you're Ukrainian, you know, you don't want to say, I don't want to fight this fucking war. But if you do say, I don't want to fight this fucking war, then all the fucking lunatics will fucking kill you, you know. So that's a bit as free and fair, but nobody, apart from the serious fucking regime assholes, the European Unionist regime assholes, those are the only people that want to fight, but they've got the guns at the back of people that don't want to fight. So they're basically bullying people to go and get fucking killed, you know. It's like World War One, you know, that's what was going on. Both sides of the trenches, guns at their back. Fight and die or we'll kill you. Vladimir Zelensky cannot win re-election fairly, so he plans to gain Europeans to help him. The detention of Russian scientist Alexander Botyagin in Poland is politically motivated and is legally unjustifiable, Russian Foreign Minister spokesman Maria Zakharova said. She also highlighted that Britain had, for the first time, acknowledged that one of its own had died fighting for Ukraine, even though in truth he was far from the first to fall there. So, that you know, I mean, I'm getting the idea that there are now British troops, not like looking at some drone, but actually fighting on the front lines. Training exercises where people get killed, you know, against Russia. The Cold War is now hot. That means there could be mushroom clouds over Europe within the next 5 years. And Germany is trying to, you know, build up an army as quick as possible to defeat Russia. Europe couldn't hold out against the Nazis. They needed Russia to actually support the liberation of Europe, and America to support the liberation of Europe. America's turned against them, Russia's turned against them, Russia's making deals with India, Like, you know what I mean? The European Union has basically, has, you know, originally they wanted to isolate Russia. Now the European Union is isolated. I'm living right in the middle of a fucking bomb site, you know. There are like fucking crosshairs. What do you call it? You know, like X marks the spot where the bomb's going to drop. I'm living here in Britain. And, you know, if mushrooms fall, you know, I hope I get fair warning, you know, like, you know, like throw an onyx in the air and see where it fucking lands, you know. But I want a warning, and I am not going to fucking reveal it. I'm just getting the fuck out of here, you know, because that's they don't mind using us as human shields, you know. So and it's not so much like that I'm scared of the Russians, you know. I'm scared of war generally, you know. But look, the main war is that I'm going to get killed anyway. It's like before this war, you know, gets any further, you'll find, you know, bureaucratic mechanisms and red tape that's just basically strangling me to death. And before they, because to them, I am a poison to the regime because I speak the truth, something they need to conceal. I speak the truth about all the surveillance apparatus deployed in my country in 1995. I speak the truth about the television propaganda. That's a problem for them because they need zombie cattle to fight their wars for them. And frankly, I'd like to see them fucking nuked, you know. That's the truth there. You know, to me, it doesn't fucking matter that these people get killed because they fucking deserve it. They've lied, they've cheated, they've deceived, they've fucking murdered millions all over Europe so far. And they're still doubling down. Now they want digital ID, and that'll basically, at the point where digital ID comes in, it's like, my advice to anybody in Europe, when it comes to digital ID, the internet's now gone. You know, the television's been down for decades, the internet is now gone as well, because digital ID, and they'll say, oh, we'll help you, we'll give you mental health support if you don't support digital ID. That's their ability to spy on you, that's their ability to restrict your life. That's their ability. So make it as difficult for them as possible to engage in any further crimes against humanity. The International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights says that you've got a right to privacy. The European Union says, we don't give a shit. We're in charge. We won the game. And that's all your life is to them, a game. So, you know, it might make your life more difficult as it makes it more difficult for them. But remember, their end game is just to destroy your life once they've done using it. And you don't get to use your own life because these people are just exploiting you, you know. So what else is there in TASS? UK admits sending paratrooper to Ukraine. This fact became officially known only after a British soldier, a European Union soldier, was killed in an accident at a Ukrainian training ground, noted Press Association. That's the story that they're saying, you know, it's it'll be dead easy, all you need to do is go over there. You know, because this is like a propaganda stunt for the British public. You know, I don't even know if this guy's real, because to me it seems a bit iffy. What particular regiment remembers this guy? You know, it's like, he's been in that many different regiments. Do you know him from that? Like, nobody knows him, sort of thing, is my guess, just by how many. Oh, he's in special forces. Because a lot of the sort of military in Britain is, he works for the SAS, he's dead important to him. You know, the way the sort of like television addicts sit there and go, oh, that's my favourite celebrity. And that sort of British, he's special forces, he's really, really special, you know. And what special force did he work for? Was he in that battalion or was he in that battalion? It's like, well, it wasn't my battalion, but it says on TV that it's a big propaganda thing. And basically they want a whole bunch of kids saying, look, we could go over to Ukraine and we could be the best, you know, and they could just tell the Ukrainians how to work their drones and stuff like that. But before they know it, they're sitting there, oh, by the way, there's a wee operation over here, the front line, you know, and just kill off the kids in order to shore up the terrorist regime. I'm just going to say it straight, you know what I mean? If they want to pull me up about it and say, oh, you're not allowed to say that against your country, the European Union is not my country. And the democracy of the United Kingdom, that was my country. But obviously with digital ID, you know, still being on board with the European partners, the terrorists that reduced my country to a second class people. And as for the people that jumped on board with the European Union, well, they're just traitors. They're European Union, and they belong to the European Union. They're not British. You know, it's a foreign power that overthrew our democracy, and it can go and fucking kill itself. And if they've got a problem with that, why don't you take it before the United Nations and say, there's someone here who's never had any human rights in his entire life, that's expected to work hopelessly to have any future. That's just going to be killed off in the gig economy. Well, no one's looking, it'll all be concealed by red tape. Well, why don't you go and take this to the international authorities? Because it's the one place you want to avoid. So in this, the whole investigation about what's going on, I'm looking at it like, well, why aren't there any human rights in my country? And it turns out that it's because Britain did not sign the first optional protocol on the International Covenant of Non-Political Rights, which basically means a person that's having their human rights destroyed by the UK, as a government, as the high contracted party, I suppose, because he didn't sign that protocol. They don't have any legal rights to protect their own human rights because of that. Now, in other countries, in other European countries, like Germany and France did sign the optional protocol, but they reserved the matter. So if the thing is covered by the European Charter and human rights, then you can't use the optional protocol. So that basically means if you're in a position of slavery and servitude under the International Covenant, and the European Charter says slavery and servitude are abolished, except when we say it's not, then you don't have the right to say, you don't have any legal rights, basically. You know, if you don't, I think most people on this channel don't need to convince them that there are no legal rights or no human rights. There is a system of slavery that's going on. Those people that didn't jump on board with the European Union are being enslaved, basically, by the European Unionists, who are a big cult. You know, that's the suicide clinic surveillance apparatus, and they're getting special deals, you know, to Tony the Phony and his nepotistic cronies, you know. That's kind of what's going on here. So I'm finding myself very, very supportive of Russia, because I don't support the European Union. I never have, and that makes my life a bit more difficult. And I'm just going to exercise my free speech as is protected by law in the United Kingdom, and it might not be protected by the dictatorship, who are obviously opposed to anyone that tells the world what they're actually all about. They're a Nazi, fascist, terrorist regime. Have a look at what they're doing. Digital ID, tattoos for the people in concentration camps. It is the exact same stuff. So what else? I should cover something else here, eh? I'll go to, Zinhua and see what's going on there. I've usually get some links on this to sort of see what various different countries are saying about things. What I notice about Xinhua is that they're so, Chairman Mao is a wonderful man, blah blah blah. Oh, and the Chinese people are wonderful, and it's very unlike. When you see Russian media, it's like, we hate Vladimir Zelensky. We see British media, we hate Vladimir Putin. Chinese media is just like, Germany is wonderful, and the Chinese people are wonderful. It is so fucking lame. I would rather have media like that, but I just wouldn't watch it because it's so fucking lame, you know. But, I'm reading a Google translation of the Xinhua website, right? And one of them, it's translated as, the Führer's diplomacy leads new opportunities for China-France cooperation. Imagine, I think they mean the leaders, like Chairman Xi, he's a communist, he's not a Nazi, you know. Because, communism, right, their whole propaganda is about the rights of the workers, not what the workers do get any rights, but that's the propaganda, you know. Whereas in fascism, the rights of the wealthy and the powerful sort of thing, you know. And so people point at Europe and they say, no, it's communist. It's fascist. you know, what working class people or gig economy, gag economy, do you know, because you're not even allowed to be heard speaking against it. And all you get to hear, and you know, in absence of ordinary working class people, what they have to say about it is, you know, how wonderful it is to be, you know, driving about in a BMW, how wonderful it is to the sort of shit you get on TV. You know, I'll go back to the BBC, just to give you an example. The BBC claims it doesn't carry advertising, right? But down at the bottom, it has a links for Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and X. That's just part of the thing, you know. The BBC, you know, other people do that now, but only because the BBC heavily product placed these websites. And I don't know about TikTok, but Facebook and X, which used to be Twitter, both of those come up as being engaged in assisting Nazi regimes to spy on their own citizens before they became popular. There was just like a computer security bulletin report, and it just turns out, well, the BBC supports that, you know. It product placed these websites. And the way Facebook and X are actually being funded by the government, they don't do, like, the government doesn't just give them money. The government sort of, how could you put it, money launders money over to them so that it looks like it's just private companies that are doing this. But it's not, it is government funding so that they can have something to spy on their people with. So anyway, I was looking at the BBC for just an example of like how wonderful it is to be rich, you know. From Iran to China, Venezuela. Oh yeah, America's taking control of oil tankers, an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. The oil tanker seized by US forces on Wednesday had a track record of faking or concealing its location information, apparently to hide its activities. Ship tracking data shows. So that basically means that this story does not correlate with anything that you've seen, that you'll see on marine traffic. And you know, if it's not there but it's in the news, it's, well, it could just be Caribbean sex parties in Epstein Island, you know. So what else? Women rally behind Catherine Zeta-Jones over age-shaming comments. So, you know, that wealthy people. Russia could attack NATO within 5 years, says Alliance Chief in stark new warning. What? Russia could attack NATO? Well, if you put NATO troops inside Ukraine, then NATO, Russia's actually been attacking NATO since 2022. Or for however long there's been NATO troops on that territory. And according to the BBC, oh, it could attack NATO. It's like it's attacking NATO. But it's just nothing to do with me, NATO. It's European, Euro-NATO, you know, the fascist regime. Roman Kemp, I didn't want to be seen as a Nepo kid and race across the world. A TV show in a luxury Caribbean island for rich people. Why so many people break 20 mile an hour speed limit? It's more complicated than you think. That's not particularly rich or poor. I lost 3 stone for blah blah. AI has it in the classroom. Well, again to Neighbours, Australia's longest running soap. Oh, Neighbours is finishing. I used to watch that when I used to watch TV when I was a kid. But you get the idea that there's not really, you know, many stories, you know, about what's really going on for ordinary working class people. If you're like an employee, you're doing okay, you know, you're kind of like close to like lower middle class sort of thing, you know. But to be proper working class these days, you know, it's like you're in the gig economy and you're living a close where there's probably like cannabis smells coming off the, you know, that's the reality of the situation. But you never get that told on, you know, there's no, look back before like cannabis was popular, you know, there was always stories for ordinary working class people that could identify with it. But, you know, you can only really identify with wealthy, privileged celebrities. And it's the same with the politicians, you know, it's like, which group of wealthy people do you want to vote for? Now, you know, given that, you know, if I was in America, I'd vote for Trump. he's loaded, but so is everybody else. But look at his values, you know. That's the difference. So I'm going to read this just for a laugh. Russia could attack NATO within 5 years, says Alliance Chief, in a stark new warning. You know, they're starting to, you know, rouse up, you know, let's all, like, war. For what reason? And I'm actually sitting here like, I hope Russia wins, do you know what I mean? I'd love to see, like, Russia take back, you know, Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary. I mean, I don't mean take them back, but be in a position to, you know, all those Eastern Bloc countries, to be in a position to protect those countries from the European Unionists. And I'd love America to jump in and protect Western Europe from the European Unionists. I'd like to see a return to the Cold War. And like, my view is, like, something's went wrong. You know, it's like, this Cold War, seeing the Berlin Wall come down, Nazi ideology has just swept the, and it's not like, you know, some guy with a tattoo saying, I support Adolf Hitler. You see the policies of them. They treat people like cattle. This is like the feudalism, the slavery and servitude that we try to escape from. The European Union's just doing that and gaslighting the world, cancel culture and anybody that speaks the truth about it. And then, it's not legally, it's not slavery, but even though you're compelled to obey under a threat of starvation if you don't, and obey can mean, you know, doing things that are destructive towards your health because you're going to starve, which will also be destructive. You're gambling with your health because you've got no other option, sort of thing, you know. But this is never reported, and it's all, it's red tape and bureaucracy and stuff like that. So, you know, I'd like to see Russia win in Eastern Europe. And I'd like to see America, you know, come back into the fray here and say, like, wait a minute. Yeah, and I'm seeing that with Donald Trump. It's like, wait a minute, this is not democracy that's going on there, you know. And during the Cold War, they used to, like, slag off the Russians. That's what we called them, you know. Like, Bulgaria, Hungary, Czechoslovakia. I'd like to see the Czech Republic restored to, like, you know, a Russian sort of sphere. Because that's the German, what was it Hitler was saying about it, the Leverstrom, it is like Hitler believed that belonged to the German people, but it was like a Slavic sort of area, and Slovakia is still kind of, you know, it's still very Slavic. But the way demographics have changed in that area is messed up, you know. But yeah, I guess I'm, you know what I mean, I'm going to fight a revolution with a water pistol type thing, you know. But you get where I'm coming from. So I just thought I was, you know, I announced that I'm still here, I'm still alive, I'm not dead yet. And while I'm here, you know, there's somebody that I haven't heard from for a while, and I know there's, like, some, you know, in her part of the world there are some you know, things going on, because, you know, like, border, the hard borders, and the various discrimination against, I think there's about 250,000 people of her ethnicity within the country she's from. And they're getting, you know, what they were doing in, like, Eastern Ukraine before Russia invaded. I suspect that's the sort of thing that's happening in those sort of parts of Europe, whether it's, like, ethnic Russians. You know, I just hope that she's okay. It'd be good to hear that she's not dead yet, sort of thing, you know. What else? Well, I think that's it, you know. Well, I never really did read it from the Chinese news, eh? From the meeting of the Political Bureau of the Central Committee to see the direction of economic work in 2026. That's another thing you get. I don't know if you've ever seen, like, George Orwell's 1984, and it's like, razor blade production has went up 50%, and, like, Winston Smith, the protagonist, is like, well, thank fuck for that, because I've had to use the same razor for, like, 3 weeks now. And my beard's showing, and I can't really shave it. And it's like, you know, it's shown all over the media that the economy is now brilliant, you know. But I think, like, the Chinese economy is, like, really, really, you know, it's you know, the amount, it's hard to deny that China's now a superpower, you know. Whereas when I was a kid, China was like a third world country, and it's now a superpower. Now, I don't agree with the way they're doing it, you know, because, like, there are, like, during the lockdowns, what was China doing? China had, like kennels for humans to be caged in, so they could be, like, forcibly, like, vaccinated and tested and stuff like that, you know. It was like that you don't behave like that towards a human being, you know. That's what the government did. But, you know, there's an economic miracle. But have a look at Adolf Hitler. That was an economic miracle. Do you want to become rich at the expense of the very spirit of your nation type thing, you know? Organ harvesting, that was a Chinese first. But you never get to hear that news on Chinese media. All you get to hear is, oh, China's wonderful. Look at how economically wonderful it is. And Chinese people are great. And they should do more exercise. And it's just... There's never much nastiness on it, you know. They don't say, oh, we hate Vladimir Putin, or we hate, even like Taiwan, you know, they don't say, we hate Taiwan, you know. They just, there's no, it's just so banal, you know. I don't know how to describe it. But, you know, it's quite unique the way that they do their media. But the nearest to it is maybe like North Korea, which doesn't have like much media output, but from what you can find, you know, it's like the Marin Bomb Band, and it's like, you know, like five women in army uniform and a trumpet going, you know, Kim Jong, and there's a great patriot, yeah, and it's like the only people that would even go to that show are the sort of like sycophants, just, you know, do you know what I mean? Like the Marin Bomb Band could, like, the five women could, like, turn around, lift up their skirts, and then fart all over the audience. And the audience would still cheer as if, oh, how wonderful to be having our faces farted in by the Marin Bomb Band. You know, it's that. Nobody would go there. There'd probably be, like, people, like, I mean, I don't know. I dare say, like, pop music isn't, like, a big thing in North Korea. But I'm guessing there's going to be like traditional music that folk are into there, that's, you know, their own folk music. And they're probably more into that shit than the sort of like Kim Jong-un shit, you know. But it's very militaristic there, you know. But that's about the nearest I could describe to Chinese media, which is not as militaristic as the North Korean stuff, you know. But what I'm wondering is, when digital ID comes in, you know, if they manage to, you know, just say, oh, you don't have any free speech anymore, it's now a criminal offence to go on the internet, unless it's been at, like, government-approved sites, if they pull up your Chinese Great Firewall of China hard style. They're already doing it in a kind of soft style, you know, because they're forcing companies, like, you know, they want an internet that's only there for companies that they control, like Facebook and X and stuff like that. And of course, the various, you know, government, you know, what facilities, you know. But, you know, if digital ID comes in, it's like, will you even be able to look at the world's media? You know, they could tell you that, I mean, like the Epstein files is a good example. You know, the official story in the BBC is that the Epstein files are about Caribbean sex parties. And I think it's a bit of a joke in America. But people aren't, maybe they're not interested in it unless it's like, we hate Donald Trump sort of thing, you know. But when you look at the court documents, it's like, that's got nothing to do with Caribbean sex parties. But can you imagine that situation where they, like, we during the Cold War, we'd have called it Soviet-style propaganda, what's going on in Europe today. And that is basically, through what we were told, is that, like, if you lived in the Soviet Union, your head was just filled up with so much bullshit that you didn't really know what was going on in the country, because, you know, the regime had absolute strict enforcement of the media. Gorbachev came along and it was like glasnost and perestroika, freedom and openness, and then Russia collapsed, you know. Well, the Soviet Union collapsed. So it's, I mean, I don't know, but I'd like the Soviet Union to come back to present a power balance for the European Union. And I'd like, you know, America to start getting involved to create a pincer manoeuvre to destroy these Nazi bastards. So, thanks for listening.